So Jesus and his disciples continued going to the mountain to pray. And when they got there, Jesus was agonizing over the suffering that he knew was coming. And he went off by himself and he prayed, "Father, if there is any other way to accomplish this than my suffering, then make it happen. But do what you want, not what I want." And when he was finished praying, Jesus went back to the disciples, and suddenly a mob appeared with swords and clubs, and Judas was leading them. And Judas betrayed Jesus by pointing him out to the crowd. And the other disciples, they were like, "What should we do? Should we fight back?" And Peter took a sword, and he cut off the ear of one of the servants in the crowd. But Jesus said, "No, stop." And he healed the man's ear. And then Jesus said to the religious leaders in the crowd, "Am I so dangerous that you're coming at me with swords to arrest me? I was at the temple with you every day, but you didn't arrest me then. But I understand that now is your time, the time when darkness rules." And they arrested Jesus and took him to the house of one of the religious leaders. And the men who were guarding Jesus beat him and mocked him. And in the morning, they took him before the religious council and they questioned him. "Are you the promised Savior, the Son of God?" Jesus replied, "You said it yourselves. That's me." And the religious leaders were infuriated because what Jesus was saying was against the religious law. And they said, "We've heard enough. This man deserves to die." But they didn't have the authority to kill Jesus, and so they took him to Pilate, the Roman governor. And Pilate questioned Jesus, but found him innocent. And so he took Jesus back to the religious leaders and said, "This man has done nothing wrong. I will have him whipped and then released." And even after Jesus was whipped, the religious leaders and the crowd shouted, "Kill him! Kill him!" And Pilate said, "But he's done nothing wrong." But the crowd was insistent, and they shouted even louder, "Kill him! Kill him!" And finally, Pilate gave in, and he handed Jesus over to the Roman soldiers to be executed.